really big one today.
Don't you love to hear him say?
There's some Mama warriors out there. Hello, fellas. Yes, sir, we've really got a spectacle for you this time.
We'll take a TV trip to the moon and stars. First a hop to Venus, then a jump to Mars.
And next week, Jupiter will be ours. On this show, we really get around, don't we?
It's a really big show.
Shoe, not show.
And we're all gonna go.
Goo, not go.
Well, shoe or show or goo or go. We really, really, really got a big one tonight.
I am the storm.
Does anybody think that there's not a storm going on? Is there anybody out there who's been saying, JR, you're full of shit, there's no storm? Are you still saying that today? Are you on day 197 at 6.5 months into Trump the chaos? Do you really want to still sit there and say, JR, I'm smarter than you? 13.5% into Trump 3.0 and this headline from the Gateway Pundit. Breaking. House oversight subpoenas Hitlery rotten. Caligula. Corny, Merrick Garland, William Barr, and other deep state operatives in relation to Epstein files. Deposition schedule released. Oh, Mr. Comey, you are in trouble. In a stunning escalation of the GOP-led investigation into government corruption and abuse of power, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, announced yesterday that the committee has issued subpoenas to a who's who of political elites and deep state operatives. The sweeping list includes former President Caligula, former Secretary of State, actually we call her Secretary of Hate, Hitlery Rotten, former FBI directors James Corney, Robert Mueller, also known as Andrew Weissman, and multiple former attorneys general. Comer made the announcement on X, saying this: the House Oversight Committee is compelling the following individuals to appear for depositions through issued subpoenas. Now, he put them in order of big to small, but I'm going to put them in chronological order because I'm OCD like that. So here we go, chronologically. This is when we have the depositions. The first one starts 2 weeks from yesterday, William J. Barr, August 18. You may remember Alberto Gonzalez. If you don't, he was the AG under Bush 43. He's August 26. Then 2 days later, Jeffrey Sessions, August 28. August 2, Robert Mueller. I'm sorry, September 2, Robert Mueller. September 9, a week later, Loretta Lynch. Then we get a pause. September 30, we have Eric Holder in the closed door depositions. October 2, 2 days later, Merrick Garland. And then 5 days later, it's James Comey on October 7. Here's where it starts getting fun. 2 days after that shows up Hitlery Rotten. I'm sorry, I don't recall. October 9. And the big one, Caligula. October 14. Wonder what these dates signify, if anything. But I'll get back to that. I'll circle back to that. The subpoenas aimed to probe the federal government's handling of sex trafficking laws and whether powerful individuals implicated in the Epstein network received preferential treatment. The news outlet, so-called Associated Pukes, said the committee's actions showed how even with lawmakers away from Washington on a month-long break, interest in Epstein still runs high. Trump's denied prior knowledge of Epstein's crimes and claimed he cut off their relationship long ago. He's repeatedly tried to move past the Justice Department's decision not to release a full accounting of the investigation, but lawmakers from both major political parties, as well as many in the Republican president's political base, have refused to let go. Don't you just love that? Trump's over here. He's out in California. He's visiting with Mayor Karen, wherever he is. He's in Florida. I don't know what's happening in D.C. on Capitol Hill. Congressperson James Comer, the Republican chair of the Oversight Committee, noted in letters to AG Pam Bondi and the former officials that the case of Epstein and his former girlfriend, Ghislaine, quote, have received immense public interest and scrutiny. While the department undertakes efforts to uncover and publicly disclose additional information related to Epstein and Maxwell's cases, it's imperative that Congress conduct oversight on the federal government's enforcement of sex trafficking laws generally and specifically its handling of the investigation and prosecution of Mr. Epstein and Ms. Maxwell, close quote. The committee is also demanding interviews under oath from former attorneys general spanning the last three presidential administrations, Garland, Barr, Sessions, Lynch, Holder, Gonzalez. Lawmakers also subpoenaed former FBI directors Corney and Mueller. The subpoenas give the Justice Department until August 19 to hand over the request records, though such records requests are typically open to negotiation. The committee is also asking the former officials to appear for the depositions throughout August, September, and October, concluding with Hitlery on October 9 and Caligula on October 14. And here's something from the press release. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform Chair James Comer, RKY, today issued deposition subpoenas to Bill and Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Merrick Garland, Robert Mueller, William Barr, Jeff Sessions, Alberto Gonzalez. That one surprises me. That one, we haven't heard that name. I've forgotten that name. For testimony related to a horrific crime perpetrated by Epstein. Additionally, Chair Comer issued a subpoena to the Department of Justice for records related to Epstein. Actually, Department of Justice has a subpoena date as well. August 19. That's soon. These subpoenas follow recent action by an oversight committee which approved motions to subpoena these records and compel witness testimony. July 23, Republicans and Democrats on the Federal Law Enforcement Subcommittee approved a voice vote, a motion offered by Congressperson Scott Perry, RPA, to direct the chair to subpoena Caligula and Hitlery, Corney, Loretta, Mr. Holder, Merrick Garland, Mueller, Barr, Sessions, and Gonzalez. The subcommittee also approved an amended motion offered by Congressperson Summer Lee, DPA, by a vote of 8-2 to direct the chair to subpoena the Department of Justice to release records related to the Epstein case. See, isn't this great? This is like Trump's over here like, what do you care? It's no big deal. Stop worrying about it. Move on. Stop worrying about it. Who cares? His hands are clean. He's like, I don't care. You guys do what you want over there. It's not up to me. You got any questions about Epstein? Ask Bondi. I have no idea what's going on. Ask Comer. Congressperson Andy Biggs, RAZ, amendment to include the release of all communications between Brandon or his administration officials and the DOJ related to Epstein was adopted by voice vote. Congressperson Nancy Mace, RSC, amendment to include redacting the names of victims and any personally identifiable information of victims and possible child sex abuse material was adopted by voice vote. The subpoena to the Department of Justice can be found here. The subpoena cover letters can be found here. Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit. This is all the news. This is unbelievable. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Oh, by the way, today is the day of a really big rock concert in St. Louis. And it starts at 6:45 because there's three acts and we don't want to be out till 2 a.m. So this is a one-hour show today. I won't be playing any music until the end of the show. Just wanted you to know this is a half show. I need to get on the road. I do not want to miss Christopher Cross. I hope you understand. I beg your forgiveness. I want to go to a post by Dan Scavino Jr. What I've picked up over the past, I don't know, a little over 4 years, is that when Dan Scavino drops a post, now he's Trump's comms guy, if you will. When he drops a post, you want to look at the length of the video, if it's a video, and you want to see what time he posted it. And then you want to Google those numbers as cue drops and read what it says. So when he posted this, it was yesterday afternoon after I left. It says 4:53 on my computer, and it's a video that's a minute 11. So there's, do I do 71 or do I do 111? Well, I did 111. And here it is. This is from November 5 of 2017, a cue drop. And it talks a lot about Huma Abedin. I'm going to blow through it real quick, and you tell me if it makes any sense. Again, these are super cryptic. I don't understand them. But I think this is what he was wanting us to look at. What have you learned about Huma? What organization is Huma? Which U.S. president is affiliated with Huma? Why is this relevant? What year did this occur? Who funded on behalf of president? Why is this relevant? What year did this occur? What just happened in SA? Saudi Arabia, I guess. Who was arrested? Funds frozen. Why would this former president be funded pre-political days? Repeat, important. Why would this former president be funded pre-political days? Is it Bathhouse who we're talking about? See, I don't know. He was funded pre-political days. Sounds like Bathhouse. Why is the relevance? Was the MB affiliated to any of these organizations or people? What's MB? Fast forward. Why are the events in Saudi Arabia, I presume it's Saudi Arabia, so important? Why was JK in Saudi Arabia recently? Well, who's JK? I don't know. I don't study these things. Why was POTUS' last tweet regarding Saudi Arabia prior to this happening? Why was POTUS' Twitter taken down days after under cover of rogue employee? Refocus again. Who was arrested in Saudi Arabia? Any ownership stakes in the United States companies? Why is it relevant? Twitter, Vegas, recent events. Why would investment... Wait a minute. Whoa. Recent events? Isn't this... Isn't 2017 the year that the 10-1 shooting happened in Vegas from the hotel down to the country and western concert, the Mandalay Bay? It says, Las Vegas, recent events. Why would investments be made in a former president pre-political? What year did this occur? What faith does Huma represent? What faith does the MB represent? Text me or call in if you know what the MB might mean. What faith does Huma represent? Who are the bad actors? Who funds made a majority of U.S. senior politicians? Fantasyland. Was the former president of the United States groomed to be a commander-in-chief? Is this possible? Is the United States political/election system corrupt? Who owns the poll machines? Soros? Why is this relevant? They never thought she would lose. They never thought she would lose. Fantasyland. The complete picture would put 99% of Americans and the world in a hospital. Mm-hmm. We were just saying that a couple of weeks ago after the Don Mangino post. POTUS is our savior. Pray. Operators are active. We're at war. Good night, B.O. Well, I know who B.O. is. It says, good night, B.O. Snow White. Godfather 3. Q. Finally, it says Q. So I don't know what any of that means, but I think that's what we were supposed to look at. Or it could be the time he posted it, which was 4:53, which that's central time on my computer. That would be 5:53 East Coast. 5:53 military time is what? 17:53, right? Well, let's go to Q drop 17:53. This is July 29. How's that for a delta? 2018. And I think this is the one he really wanted us to look at. It says foundation, bottom to top, layers, FISA equals foundation, start. People are more aware of current events. Establish link. The criminal/illegal acts to prevent/overturn presidential elections of the President of the United States, which is POTUS on here. POTUS always means Trump. Public awareness. Evidence introduced. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mainstream media. Covert link. MSM covert link. In other words, they are co-conspirators. Think Sessions' open statement regarding leak investigations. See, this is the one I think he wanted us to look at because Sessions' name just came out yesterday from Comer. How do you build a home? Foundation to structure. Layers. Right? You can't have any indictments without first having a deposition. You can't have justice without law. It's all about layers. Huber, H-U-B-E-R, layers. Uranium One, Iran, human trafficking, Haiti, corruption, etc., etc. Logical thinking, says Q, July 29, 2018. So a couple of Q drops, which is, that's the most time we've ever spent talking about Q drops, but I came across Dan Scavino Jr.'s video. It's a minute 11. Doesn't even matter what the video is. It actually is showing American flags is what it shows. All right, Joe Rambo on X. It shouldn't be surprising that Hitler would be indicted. If you read the cues, it's literally how the drop started. It shouldn't be surprising that Hitler will get locked up if you saw what happened at the 9/11 memorial. Is the 9/11 memorial, does that have anything to do with her like having been shoved into the back of the black SUV? That was at the 9/11 memorial, wasn't it? It's time everyone finds out what happened back then. It will be easier to do what has to be done because everyone will agree with us. And then a Fox video that lasts 4 minutes. I'm going to set that aside for now and keep moving here because this is a short show. Here's Devin Nunez sounding the alarm that the Mar-a-Lago raid was the Brandon administration searching for Russiagate evidence. This raid continued the Russiagate conspiracy. It also opened the door for a grand jury in Florida. Remember Pam Bondi yesterday sent all the evidence to the grand jury where? Florida. Hold on a second. I'm going to go to Wikipedia here because yesterday was August 4. B-A-R-A-C-K. Obama. Here we go. Personal details. Barack Hussein Obama II. Born when? August 4. Huh. So Pam Bondi sent over Russian conspiracy evidence to the grand jury on August 4. Happy birthday, bathhouse. Happy 64th, buddy. not the safety of the swamp. See, that was the first question I read yesterday when we learned about that. I said, somebody said on X, well, which grand jury, D.C. or Florida?
And then there's something else that is important that I think you already know about.
Obviously, he's talking to John Solomon. This is Devin Nunez, Trump's inner circle.
The raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
So this continues. Same people doing the same nonsense continue this hoax and raid Mar-a-Lago, which I believe we need to see what were they actually looking for when they went to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
I think that's an important key. And that the statute of limitations has not run out on.
And maybe, just maybe, it was Russia collusion evidence.
My guess is that it was.
That's my guess.
That's a guess.
Yeah, no,
we don't know.
Yep.
But all related, all the same people. They raid Mar-a-Lago, unprecedented on the home of a former president at the time. They raid Mar-a-Lago. Same people, same hoaxes, same everything. But with the power of the Justice Department, with a fake special counsel, this guy Jack Smith.
Yep.
All
it would tie it all together.
So there's all of that has to be that needs to be looked at, and hopefully justice will prevail.
I like our chances. And speaking of John Solomon, I'm going to play 52 seconds, and then we'll comment on it.
It's a very specific tool the Justice Department uses on major conspiracies, and we told you then. We would know it was getting serious when the grand jury jumped into action. We now know that a grand jury will be impaneled. Most likely, my sources are telling me, it could be in Florida, where the raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home happened. So that is the very latest. You can check it out at Just News. We're going to have a whole lot more on that.
Patriot Storm 17 comments. I have no doubt this means a big arrest. Remember, Trump got booked in... based off of false narratives and lies that set the stage for what people are about to witness right now. We have people in the Department of Justice and the FBI, Bondi, Bangino, Don Bangino, and Cash, that will go after individuals that participated in Russiagate. Fasten your seatbelt, says Patriot Storm 17. The most exciting time to be alive in the history of the world. If you're into that whole justice and accountability type thing. Let's see here. Real America's Voice. Obama administration officials have all lawyered up. Bondi moves forward on Justice Department investigation into origins of Trump-Russia probe. This got real serious real fast. And here we have Pam Bondi sounder.
Attorney General Pam...
Well, maybe that's not him. That's I recognize that voice. That's Steve Gruber.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered her staff to act on the criminal referral from the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, on the entire alleged conspiracy to connect...
And by the way, let's not forget the fact that Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat. She was always a Democrat, right? Tulsi Gabbard. It's hard to argue with someone who was a Democrat 3 weeks ago. Right? If you're a Democrat, you're like, well, she was a Democrat her whole entire life. She was always a Democrat. Last I knew, not that I ever kept track of her, but I think it's significant. It's interesting that Trump has surrounded himself with all these people that were Democrats.
President Trump to a Russian attempt to influence the election of 2016. It's like they've been listening to this show for the past several days and weeks because Bondi has personally ordered an unnamed federal prosecutor to begin the process of presenting evidence of criminal behavior to a grand jury, and that means indictments could soon be forthcoming. It's a huge development, huge development.
It's what I've been calling for. I said, we have got to get a grand jury seated. We don't want a special prosecutor that can take a year, 2 years, 3 years. Those things always take forever. They yield few results. We need action, and here she is putting together the scenario where, wow, evidence is going to be presented. A grand jury gets to decide. Indictments could follow. This got real serious real fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it would have been a complete waste of time to bring in a special counsel that wasn't needed. A grand jury, the way that works is, you know, they're basically an investigative body.
Hans von Spakovsky.
So all of the documents that have been declassified, everything that's been disclosed, everything that Tulsi Gabbard has sent over to justice is now going to be put in the hands of a grand jury. They're not only going to comb through those documents, they have the ability to start calling in potential witnesses, all of the individuals who were involved in this. Now, though they have all lawyered up, as you know, Brent Brennan, Comey, et cetera. So they may refuse to appear.
Yeah, they should lawyer up. They've got real jeopardy here. I mean, you understand. They are in real jeopardy here. They don't have any pardons. They don't have any protection from Joe Biden on his way out the door. Here they are exposed. And because of what Tulsi Gabbard has released, and I've got to tip my hat to Senator Chuck Grassley for just being steadfast. He's like an old hound dog on the trail, and he's just relentless. He's just moping along, very methodical, will not give it up. How important is he in all of this?
Well, he's been very important because of what you just said. He's really pushed for this. And as you know, some of the documents that have been sent over are documents that the Congress had as part of prior investigations, but which were classified.
They believe that no one, especially the president, is above the law.
No bathhouse. Trouble coming. All right, what does the skiff have to say? Obama administration officials have all lawyered up as AG Bondi moves forward on DOJ investigation into origins of Trump-Russia probe. Things just got serious in a very short period of time, especially since documents... Did he just edit it right before my eyes? No way. No, here it is. Especially since documents have been declassified and will now be put into the hands of a grand jury. This isn't a game or some big show. This is as serious as it gets. Criminal charges are filed, witnesses will be called in, and now they've all lawyered up because they know what's coming. What makes this important is that they don't have Brandon's pardons on their side. And what completely changes this game, and it turns it up to 10, is the fact that this grand jury will not be held in D.C. and could be held somewhere, as in Florida, which is looking like a very high likely probability. The deep state will be out of their swamp and not have the backing of the corrupt D.C. lawfare that's always seems to go their way. And now they know this, and they're terrified. The reason everything's taking so long is because we do things by the book and we follow the law. We don't cut corners. We don't make up fake dossiers and evidence or just slap some sham case together. No, we make sure it will stick and that we can prosecute these corrupt, lying traitors to the fullest extent of the law and send every single one of them to prison and show that you can't just do whatever you want to do and to make sure that something like this never happens again. They played with fire and they're about to get burned, says the skiff. On X. Let's see here. This is a video from 2019. I think. Fox News. Oh, no. This is a Fox News. This is a recent Fox News, but they start off with a video of Mr. Potter. And this is from 19. And he's on with AC360 here. CNN, April 10, 2019 is where this starts. It's Fox News recently.
The Attorney General would say such a thing. He just has a feeling that there was spying against the campaign. We're losing sight here of what started all this, and that was the Russian meddling, the Russian interference in our election process. And the Russians pose a profound threat to this country.
So that's from no evidence to profound threat. That's quite a leap. And what about President Obama? A declassified document dated December 9th, 2016, reveals the intel community was working to produce a new assessment per Obama's request and seeking participation from the CIA, FBI, NSA, and DHS. Around that same time, here's what President Obama was saying publicly.
When I look back in terms of how we handled it, I think we handled it the way it should have been handled. Unless the American people genuinely think that the professionals in the CIA, the FBI, our entire intelligence infrastructure are less trustworthy than the Russians, then people should pay attention to what our intelligence agencies say.
As for anyone questioning why a new assessment was ordered, they were quickly silenced. This from a late December 2016. Quote, due to the ODNI whistleblowers questioning his leadership about why an IC assessment was being created that contradicted multiple IC assessments, the whistleblower is immediately removed from emails regarding the drafting of Obama-ordered IC assessment. Former FBI Director James Comey had no problem sticking by the intelligence community.
There should be no fuzz on this whatsoever. The Russians interfered in our election during the 2016 cycle. They did it with purpose. They did it with sophistication. They did it with overwhelming technical efforts. And it was an active measures campaign driven from the top of that government. There is no fuzz on that. It is a high confidence judgment of the entire intelligence community, and the members of this committee have seen the intelligence.
No, Corny. Corny got trouble coming down the pike here. Let's reopen that closed tab. There was a comment there, I believe. Chicago One Ray says, Bathhouse can now be brought before a grand jury. He cannot plead the fifth because he has immunity from prosecution. If he lies as a private citizen, he no longer has immunity. Bondi just directed her staff to act on the criminal referrals submitted by Tulsi. It's go time, says Chicago One Ray. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Oh, there's a video. Joe Rambo brings us a video of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, New York Young Republicans Club. 47 seconds.
24. Don't we? Doesn't it sound good? It's so. Now it's happening. It's happening. We shouldn't have had to wait this long, but you know, things like that happen. A bunch of cheaters. They are cheaters like nobody's ever cheated before. Third world country. But now the time is here, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it right, and we're going to find out what happened then. But more importantly, we're going to take our country to new levels, levels that nobody would have thought possible when you're looking at what's happened today. Let me especially thank your president, Gavin Wax. Gavin, that was an excellent speech. That was an excellent speech. Wow.
Okay, Gavin. Joe Rambo says Trump never left, right? If you're wondering what really happened during the, quote, Joe Biden administration, think global restructuring, think investigations, think sealed indictments. Quote, they are the ones who are really under investigation. Now we find out what happened back then. A declassification coming. At the New York Republicans Club, Trump is 45. He's 46 and 47. I love that because the hat doesn't say 45 and 47 or 45 comma 47. It says 45 stroke 47.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a huge, warm New York Christmas welcome to the 45th, 46th, and 47th President of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump!
This is the same deal, the New York Young Republicans ball. Is that an interesting introduction? Answer, yes, it is. Answer, yes, it is.
Unrelenting in our pursuit of the America First agenda, and together we will make America great once more. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get on your feet and give a loud, warm New York welcome to our hometown hero, the 45th, the 46th, and the 47th of the United States, President Donald John Trump.
I guess he receives the Richard M. Nixon Award. Anyway, that really just kind of indulges me a little bit. Here is NBC. This is MSNBC and Joe Scarboring.
Jonathan Lemire, this is extraordinarily stupid. It's extraordinarily stupid on so many counts. If you look at the timeline doesn't add up. It's like when Donald Trump is saying that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton created the Epstein files. No. That all happened during Donald Trump's first term. You look at the timeline here about what happened and when it happened. Barack Obama had nothing to do with this by anybody's accounts, and especially by the Senate Republican Intelligence Committee run by Marco Rubio, who afterwards said that it was Donald Trump's 2016 campaign that created a, quote, grave counterintelligence threat to the United States of America. That was Marco Rubio, the current Secretary of State. That was every Republican on the Senate Intel Committee. After pouring through all of the documents, that's what they found. And when poor John Durham was made to sacrifice his professional career to go around the world investigating the investigators, he found nothing and ended up making a fool of himself. I mean, we even found out that the two documents that supposedly, you know, fed into the Clinton conspiracy, that she was the one pushing this, actually was Russian disinformation. So, again, they know in the Justice Department.
Jonathan. this guy, Jonathan Lemire. Well, that was Joe Scarboring ranting on. This guy, I don't know. I mean, you know everything you need to know about this guy. I mean, it's the phoniest of phonies. MSNBC is like, it's probably not even an asset. It's probably a liability. They could, like, here, if you would just take it.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now. He's cogent. Mm-hmm. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
You don't have to qualify. If you're telling the truth, you don't have to qualify yourself, moron. This guy. You know what? We'll give him some credit, though. At least as a rhino, he was honest enough to just go ahead and admit he's a Democrat. Or has he? Is he still putting on the charade that he is a Republican? Surely he doesn't, does he? Joe Scarboring. Please don't tell me he still considers himself a Republican. Let's see here. A former member of the Republican Party, yes. At least he's honest enough to... He was a rhino. I wish all the rhinos would come clean. You know, that would be really good. Imagine how different we would look in Jefferson City right now if the rhinos would be honest about being Democrats. All right, what else have we got? Okay, some more from MSNBC. Christopher O'Leary, retired FBI agent. He's an analyst, don't you know?
Trust the current DOJ officials to follow the facts here.
I do not. And I think what's going to be telling is where they put the grand jury. So a grand jury is typically 23 citizens that are brought together. It's a prosecutorial tool. But if they convene it in D.C. District, they might not get the outcome that they want.
You think? Gee, why would you ever think that, Christopher O'Leary?
It's likely they're going to put it in Florida, which means they're looking for a certain outcome.
Oh, yes, justice. That would be the certain outcome, dickhead.
Not where the facts actually draw you.
Oh, not. It has nothing to do with the facts. And this is, they should call this the phony network. Well, maybe they already do.
So, again, this looks like weaponization. And what it looks
yeah, well, you didn't say anything for 4 years about weaponization, did you, O'Leary, you complete phony? I hope you've broken some laws.
It's like is, you know, he's bring together an old conspiracy to kind of...
Oh, it's still a conspiracy. Ah, gotcha.
Big Leaf, the Epstein conspiracy. So we're bringing President Obama back in, Hillary Clinton.
We sure as hell are.
And George Soros is mentioned in this again. So it's the old hits coming back. Which might drag some of the MAGA base back to their side.
Oh, is that the problem? Is they don't have any MAGA base. Okay. You're a real Sharpie. Well, was there something... I keep closing these tabs before I read the comments. Hold on. Western Lensman says, so manufacturing intelligence to launch a coup isn't weaponization, but investigating possible crimes arising from it is... And it won't be a fair process unless it's in D.C. Right. Relentless Russia hoax damage control and narrative setting over the last 20 hours from legacy media was to be expected. And they certainly did not disappoint. Let's see here. 56% of Democrats are following the Russiagate investigation. That's a good sign. And 32% say serious crimes were committed. 60% want accountability. This is amazing. That gives Democrat leadership sleepless nights. They were lied to for years. Trump's back and doing a good job, says Miranda Devine on the Will Cain Show. I don't need to play the sounder. I read what she said. Right? Okay, back to MSNBC with another sounder. NBC operatives are having to report about the grand jury. That must be painful.
Some more news breaking this hour to tell you about. Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered a grand jury investigation into the so-called Russiagate conspiracy allegations made by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. A senior Trump administration official confirms to NBC News that investigation was first reported by Fox News. These are unsubstantiated and largely debunked allegations by the Trump administration that former President Barack Obama and his aides in the intelligence community ordered a probe into the 2016 Trump campaign's connections to Russia to ruin his chances of becoming president. The source tells NBC News that a letter signed by Pam Bondi instructs an unnamed federal prosecutor to begin presenting evidence to secure potential indictments, although it is unclear what the charges would be and exactly who the grand jury will be targeting. We'll stay on top of that story. Thank you for letting us into your homes. We are always so grateful to be with Ari Melber.
Sounds to me like she tucked it in right there at the very end. The last 60 seconds of her show. Save the grand jury evidence to the very, very final minute of the show when everyone's in the bathroom. All 16 of your listeners. So funny. So funny. MSNBC and CNN, they're a show unto themselves today.
We're back with more breaking news in our Law and Justice lead. A source telling CNN that Attorney General Pam Bondi has directed federal prosecutors to launch a grand jury investigation into accusations that Obama officials manufactured intelligence about Russia's 2016 election interference. A grand jury could issue subpoenas or even pursue a potential indictment as part of a criminal investigation into allegations that Democratic officials tried to smear Donald Trump during his 2016 campaign by falsely alleging his campaign was colluding with the Russian government. Now, this follows a recent move from Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. She declassified documents that she alleged undermined the Obama administration's conclusion that Russia tried to help Trump defeat Hillary Clinton. Let's bring in CNN senior legal analyst Ellie Honig. Ellie, what do prosecutors need to start or set up here? What's the process?
CNN, who were part of the Russia hoax conspiracy, are now having to report about it. It's so much fun. Let's see. Naz on X. Trump made a series of stunning announcements at a White House press briefing, and Trump and Pam Bondi revealed major announcement. It hinted at what's coming next to America. Well, let's just read through some of it. Supreme Court double victory. Two massive 6-3 Supreme Court rulings announced simultaneously. Nationwide injunctions effectively dead. Parental rights restored in schools. Let's see. Policies now moving forward without court interference. Birthright citizenship, sanctuary city funding cuts, refugee resettlement suspension, federal transgender surgery funding stopped. Out of 94 total federal districts in America, just 5 liberal districts issued 35 of the 40 nationwide injunctions blocking Trump's agenda. 5 districts were controlling policy for 330 million Americans. On the unprecedented judicial resistance, more nationwide injunctions than the entire 20th century combined. Nearly 700 federal judges could previously block presidential policies, policies tied up in court for years. Todd Blanche on the second ruling. Parents can opt out of transgender ideology in schools, restores parental rights to decide children's education, no longer force exposure to objectionable content. Trump's team challenged injunction power itself, not underlying policies. Focused on separation of powers, not constitutional merits. Avoided fighting birthright citizenship directly. And there's Pam Bondi and her enforcement updates. 2,700 arrests of terrorists and gang members to date. Trinidad and Agua, MS-13, Sinaloa cartels are targeted. HSI investigations are ongoing. Violent criminals are the priority. Trump describes the broken system. Quote, if any of the nearly 700 federal judges disagree with the policy of a duly elected president, he or she could block that policy from going into effect for many years. It's democracy versus judicial tyranny. Trump's framing brings back the Constitution. Exactly. Restores separation of powers. Opposite of power concentration. Stops judicial branch from stealing executive authority. The green light forward. Trump explained the urgency, quote, we have to act quickly when it comes to illegal immigration. We have murders, killers, drug dealers. The old system would take years to overturn wrong decisions. The American people voted for these policies. Why this all matters, says Naz. This solves the timing problem we had. Nationwide injunctions used to tie up policies in court for 2+ years. Presidents only have 4-year terms. By the time appeals were won, it's too late to implement. The rulings removes that delay completely. From the presser, presumably this morning. There's no pressers going on right now. Let's go to True Social real quick here. 20 hours ago, good day in the stock market. Dow plus 585, up 1.5. The S&P 500 up 100, which is 1.5. Let's see, NASDAQ up 403, which is 2 points. But there will be many more days like this. America's very rich again and stronger than ever before. Thank you for your attention to this matter. 17 hours ago, a headline from New York Post. Gayle King's future at CBS murky as ratings for woke morning show tank. And Skydance vow to scrap left wing. The CBS Mornings co-host, one of the fading Tiffany Network's few remaining stars, is part of a culture that has dug in against attempts by higher-ups to move away from polarizing coverage. Donald Trump says Gayle King's career is over. She should have stayed with her belief in Trump. She never had the courage to do so. No talent, no ratings, no strength. 17 hours ago, a New York Post headline, ex-Obama officials face federal grand jury probe into whether they promoted false Trump-Russia ties. The major legal development opens the door to criminal charges against prominent cabinet members who served then-President Obama, including Clapper. 17 hours ago, he said, the truth always wins out. This is great news. God bless America, DJT. 15 hours ago, our great Senator Tim Scott, one of the finest men I know, wrote a fantastic new book entitled One Nation Always Under God. Get it now. 14 hours ago, this is great news. Should be nationwide. President Donald J. Trump. Quote, Politico headline, appeal court upholds Texas law requiring ID numbers to cast mail-in ballots. And that's all we have on True Social for the day. He's not been very busy, has he? Not been very, very, very busy, has he? Somebody sent me this, so let's play this live at damradio.com. Mind-blowing speech by Robert Welch in 1958. Oh, it's YouTube. I forgot I have to turn the sound on. That X will make you lazy.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. Eight, the steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. Nine, a constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace. Peace always on communist terms, of course. And 10, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world.
Medical establishment. Not going to happen. Never. Never, never, never. While we're here, let's check out if there's any other emails here. I think there's probably some. Let's see. Why gold may surge to $4,400. Goldseek.com. Yeah, it's a long article. Don't have time, but I think it's going to go well beyond that. Thank you for that email, live at damradio.com. Keep them coming. Appreciate that. That cleans out the emails for the day. So let's continue talking about my favorite topic, shall we? Yes, we shall. Let's start with this. Rasmussen reports, today legacy media just cannot hide the Russiagate lies. Let's see, Miranda Devine got an early look. The public is paying attention and wants heads to roll, pointing to a New York Post headline. Russiagate lies are being exposed and everybody's watching. Hmm. That's good. That's good. People realize things just haven't been right. People get that. Rasmussen Report says, quoting from the article, Obama administration CIA director Brennan and Clapper and Mark Elias have fanned out across their favorite media outlets, desperately trying to extinguish public interest. Quote, I am imploring, like honestly, I'm just imploring the media do not report this as a legitimate investigation, Elias told MSNBC. Do not report this as their opening investigation into Brennan. Report this as misuse, the abuse, the authoritarian takeover of the Department of Justice. That should be the headline. Just the pretty much exact opposite of the last 4 years. Why do they always admit their own crimes trying to frame others? Yes, it's called projection, Mr. Rasmussen. Projection indeed. Mm-hmm. Why did Bathhouse cut the video feed from the Situation Room that normally goes out to the NSC offices every time he met with Brennan, Monaco, and Rice over Russiagate? And why did he shut most of the intelligence community out of such key deliberations on a supposed national security emergency? Asks Paul Sperry. I don't know. When people start turning off the cameras, you got to start getting worried. Real Clear Investigations article from August 18, 2022. FBI unit leading Mar-a-Lago probe earlier ran discredited Trump-Russia investigation. Yeah, the exact same people. Brian Auten discredited over the Carter Page spy warrants, but still handling sensitive cases. Paul Sperry again. Flashback. Little Cashew told Real Clear Investigations that the FBI may have tried to confiscate some of the records from Crossfire Hurricane, as well as the Clinton email investigation during its raid of Mar-a-Lago to ensure they won't be made public. Well, how'd that work out for you? Doesn't seem to be going too good for you at this point. Oh, let's see here. There's a thread. Good Lord. Dan Scavino Jr. posted this. Imagine patriotic. You remember this from yesterday? Was it yesterday? I think it was. Google received and responded to a legal process. Do you remember we talked about that yesterday, that email that Dan Scavino received from Google? We're going to talk about that now because Little Cashew chimed in and he said, I got one of those too. So did Jeff Clark. Jeff Clark got one as well. OMB acting IRA administrator and CFBP, former U.S. Department of Justice, whatever. Indeed, a whole Jack Smith team was assigned to go through my emails after there was privilege review. But that group of lawyers ignored my religious pastor privilege, marital privilege, and other privileges and basically shipped all they could to Jack Smith, but still cost me tens of thousands to try to protect my communications. My medical records and other private communications had nothing to do with the 2020 election. They were no one's business, but it didn't matter to these thugs with law degrees and the willingness to abuse government power. They're trying to bait me to go to court and then get them to destroy their secret copies of the emails so they could try to break even my lawyer-client privilege with Trump, but my team and I didn't fall for it. Moreover, the whole thing was a blatant attempt to intimidate me. It didn't work, and I didn't fold under the pressure, says Jeff Clark. Julie Kelly says, sorry, I'm not impressed with an internal Department of Justice inquiry into whether Jack Smith violated the Hatch Act to interfere in the 24 election. I covered those thugs in both cases against the president more than anyone on this side, and I want handcuffs. Not for election interference, but criminal charges for systematically abusing their power to deny the president and his associates their constitutional rights. Evidence was mishandled and destroyed in documents case. They threatened attorneys and witnesses. They completely made up the obstruction charges, finally admitting they didn't know if the boxes that had been moved contained the bullshit classified papers Trump allegedly had. And God only knows why they pulled in closed-door hearings. What they pulled in closed-door hearings. Smith criminalized routine communications between executive branch officials in January 6 case until Supreme Court stopped him. Two of the four counts in the indictment related to 1512C2, which SCOTUS also overturned. He successfully imposed a gag order on the president and others involved in the case. And his top prosecutor, Tom Windham, had his dirty fingerprints on the case from the start, leading all the way back to Brandon, DOJ, and White House. A grand jury, not Office of Special Counsel probe. FBI raids, not gentlemanly exchanges over process and privilege. When they suffer what people like Jeff did, then we're getting somewhere. Until then, it's all paper exercise. In other words, they deserve some punishment. Important clarification here. Office of Special Counsel, which is conducting the Hatch Act inquiry, is not under the Department of Justice. Sources also confirmed to me that DOJ Weaponization Working Group, convened by AG Bondi, is investigating Jack Smith and his office. Yes. Yes, we know. We learned that earlier. ZeroHedge.com, former FBI Director Wray, hit with criminal referral for lying to Congress. Former FBI Director Christopher Wray now facing a criminal referral to the Department of Justice thanks to a new filing from the Oversight Project, a D.C.-based watchdog group. The group is accusing Wray of lying to Congress and obstructing not one but two investigations into explosive FBI misconduct. At the heart of the allegations, the FBI's role in crafting a now infamous memo that targeted Catholic Americans as potential domestic threats. But not the Muslims, no, just the Christians. And the agency's apparent efforts to bury an investigation into a Chinese mail-in ballot scheme. These aren't minor missteps. They're serious accusations that strike at the core of the Bureau's credibility. What credibility? I thought we were talking about the FBI. Come on, Zero Hedge. Get with it. Stephen Miller just confirmed that the statute of limitations has not expired for the Russian collusion hoax. He did this on Sunday morning with Maria. Quote, several of the statutes I mentioned, we have not even come close to eclipsing the statute of limitations. But more than that, it's an ongoing and continuing conspiracy continued through the entirety of President Trump's first term, through the entirety of President Biden's term in office, and it continues to this day. There must be consequences, says Stephen Miller on what would it be, Sunday Morning Futures with Maria? Patromo? And Storm Has Arrived comments on this. When Team Trump needs to... Oh, I read that yesterday. When Team Trump needs to hammer points to the American public, they put Stephen Miller out front and center. He does a great job. Never mind. I've already talked about that. New York Post headline, Miranda Devine, Russiagate lies are being exposed and everybody's watching, even the Dems. I alluded to that a minute ago, but I've got some Cliff's notes on it here. According to a Rasmussen poll released Monday, nearly two-thirds of voters are following declassified releases over the past month by DNI Gabbard and Chuck Grassley very closely, 32%, or somewhat closely, 33%. So a third and a third repudiating the calculated media silence about the bathhouse administration's fake narratives and manipulation of intelligence to frame Trump as a Kremlin stooge to cover up Clinton's wrongdoing. Even more disturbing for Democrats is that it's not just Republicans who are concerned. The poll shows 56% of Democrats are following the investigation. A third believe serious crimes were committed, and two-thirds agree the perps must be held accountable. The respective Republican comparison is 75 and 85%. Hispanics are more cynical about the scandal than either black or white voters, with two-thirds saying serious crimes were committed and three-fourths want accountability. Men are more concerned than women, 75-60. It's a demonstration of the impotence of Democrat-allied media, like the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, which showered themselves with praise and Pulitzers for their since-debunked stories about Russiagate and are hoping their audience is willing to be duped again. But like the boy who cried wolf, no one's listening anymore, says Miranda Devine at the New York Post. And let's see here. It's 3 o'clock. I think I need to get on the road, so I'm going to bid you adieu. The gentleman tonight, one of them has a health issue, so there will not be Show Me History show tonight. We'll put that off. But I will tell you that Samuel Edward Von Trapp scored a big interview, and it seems he's going to be having future interviews with his new good friend, Scott Ritter. You may have heard Scott Ritter. We're going to play that interview in the coming days. We'll let Trapper let you know when he's going to fire the Scott Ritter interview. Evidently, it went very well. So we're pretty excited about having Scott Ritter interview coming up soon. I'm going to go see, Lord willing, Christopher Cross, Toto, and Men at Work at the Riverport Amphitheater. And the show starts at 6:45. And I would like to have my blanket on the grass laid out real nicely when the guitars start strumming. So I beg your forgiveness as I cut this one short, cut her in half. But I just want you to know that I love you guys, and we'll be back tomorrow. But I am going to leave you with the final song I will hear tonight and wake up with in my head.